All right, first, we know that it's Chodesh Adar. Today was a Chodesh officially. And Mishneichnas Adar is Marvin B'Simcha. When the month of Adar comes in, we are Marba, meaning we add on and so forth, a multitude of Simcha, joy. Wanted to be Simcha, just some Simcha, just like this, walk around laughing and joyful. I always wanted to say, like the Sfasemis brings, that the Gemara, really this is the Gemara in Tarnas, that it said, the Gemara says, Mishiniknas of, when the month of Av comes, we have Tisha B'Av, is Mematin B'Simcha, we minimize the Simcha. Mishiniknas Ador is the Marvin Simcha. But it's interesting that the commentaries say that for the Chodesh Av, the Gemara gives examples. But for Chodesh Ador, it doesn't. For example, by Chodesh Av, it says, Mimatin, you minimize. What does it mean? You don't make a chasana, or you do less business and so forth. So it tells you things that you might actually, that you do less. But by Chodesh Adar, what you add on doesn't say. Doesn't say. And they asked Taki, what's Taki the difference? I wanted to say that in general, the Sfasemis says an interesting point. He said that really, a person should always be with Simcha. One of the tolos, the curse of the Teichacha, possibly from Koisai, Vayikra, is that Jews were punished, Tachas, HaShaloi HaVadito, Es HaShem HaLekecho, B'Simcha, B'Tuv Levoi, which means even when you did do mitzvahs and so forth, it wasn't B'Simcha, B'Tuv Lev, and a good heart, and a good mood, and so forth, and when it, like would require a dedication, a devotion, a feeling, the simcha was missing in it. That was did an aver that's born on the Turkish. Punish you would punish tachas because
that's the
Leavanah.
Don't worry.
What? Tachas Leavanah Shemagecha B'Simcha. So the Sfasemis says. Therefore, he said what the Gemara means that in Chodesh Av, you minimize the Simcha, means that whatever you do, which means you minimize the amount of work, because you have to, what you call, mourn the tragedy of the whole Mesamikdash and so forth. And so Tisha B'Av, we don't go to work, for example. And Misha, a person that works for Tisha B'Av, Eloi Brocha, etc., etc. But the Sfasemis points out that what the law means, you minimize what you do, but the minimum that you do should be the Simcha. Which means that everything we do has to be the Simcha. We do the Shem Shemayim and the Simcha. But we don't do so much as we do normally. So therefore, I would say the same thing of Chodesh Adar, the law doesn't mention anything because it means Mishinichnas Ador. When Chodesh Ador comes, Marvin B'Simcha. So I say Marvin, whatever you add on should be with Simcha. Just like whatever you do less in Av is the Simcha, but you do less because of the tragedy, the mourning. So what you do more because of Simcha, the more should be with Simcha. Which means don't add on just for your own benefit, but add on with Simcha's. L'shem Hashem, L'shem Shemayim. That's the thought that I want to bring out, that the concept of Simcha is appended to the actual activities that a person does. Because I saw, for example, of Chaim Kanievsky, they asked the idiot of Simcha, Shnei Kasov, the Marvin Simcha, what he Marvin Simcha? You know what he says? He says, if you have a chasana, make the chasana chodesh off. You have a siyum masechta. You have an activity you want to do Hashem, 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 Shema, make it in Chodesh Av with Simcha. I think it's what he's saying, exactly what I was thinking. That whatever you do, add in the Simcha Chodesh Av. And he brings from his father. I want to tell you this interesting, but I started tonight because it's already Chodesh Av. He brings from the disciple from his father, from the Kielis Yaakov, his father, that the father had a minig, he said, that every Rosh Chodesh, you do something extra for Rosh Chodesh. There's no din of having a suda on Rosh Chodesh, but it does bring down that something extra. And they make a suda. I know there were certain people in Lower East Side, I remember many, many years ago, in the Anshe Maamid, across the street from my yeshiva. Every Rosh Chodesh, they used to have a Rosh Chodesh meal. In fact, I used to go in there. I used to go to the Dam Mincha and have a special Suda for Rosh Chodesh. Special for Rosh Chodesh, they made a Chodesh meal. Not because there's a mitzvah to do that, but special for Rosh Chodesh. So he used to drink a little bit wine at every Rosh Chodesh. That normally he would never drink wine, only when he had to bring the avakosis over Kiddush. But when it's Rosh Chodesh, it's first Chodesh, he drank a little wine, because wine is an eating of Simcha. Wine is Sameach. It's a Mesamach V'yayin. So he drank a little wine. So he brings from his father, that when he came, Mamash, I think it's my own thought, that he brings from his father, when he came Chodesh Adar, he would drink 2 cups of water. The Simcha, Chodesh Adar, he would add on and drink more wine. He would drink a little wine, come to the Yotze, but Chodesh Adar, because of Yisuf Simcha, he would drink double, he would drink double wine. And I think my thought is in what he brings, because my thought is that whatever you do on Chodesh Adar, in the addition that you're doing, like the subtraction and all, the addition that you're doing should be with Simcha. Everything bring in a new Simcha. You have a wedding, make the wedding, try to plan it for Chodesh Adar. You see him, make the see him Masechta Chodesh Adar, and do it extra with Simcha and so forth. That's called the Simcha Lashem Shemayim. In fact, in the Brisker Rav, they ask, why is the, and Chodesh, I mean, Purim is different than all the other Yom Tovim. And every Yom Tov is a little of Simcha, Bos V'yayin. To eat meat, drink wine. As a mitzvah of Simcha, the Samach to be Chagecha, the Ach Sameach to be with Simcha, and so forth. So, why on Purim Dafke, you have to drink wine Ad Lo Yoda, which means, like according to Shulchan Aruch, basically, means that push it till you fall asleep. Not Chas V'Shalom, you shouldn't get drunk to that extent, but to the last point where the person is like woozy already and he does fall asleep. That to drink extra more and more. Why? He says, the other is also a bit of Simcha. What's the Simcha different over here by Purim than the other Yom Tov? The Biskarov. There's the Shiloh. So he said, the whole Yisoid of Simcha, the other Yom Tov is a Simcha Hashem. It's a Makta of the Hashem of the Kech. And the purpose of the meat and the wine on Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, etc., Yom Tovim, is to arouse, is to be ma'orer. When a person drinks, he gets into a good mood, Lashem Shemayim, to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam with Simcha. So it's more, it's used as a means, a technique, so to speak, technical point, in order to get the person to be Simcha, to be b'sameach. Purim is different din, he says. Purim is a din in the shtiyah, because by Purim he says in the Megillah, it says that the Yemei HaPurim Mo'ela, Yemei Mishteh V'Simcha. What's like Mishteh V'Simcha? By he says, seems that it's not a din in Simcha that is a method or a means of bringing you to something, but the Simcha over there is, this itself is the Simcha. Which means Mishteh v'Simcha, that the Simcha is the Mishteh. The Mishteh itself is the Simcha on Purim. Therefore, it works Ad Lo Yod. Right, that's the Biskarov says that. because by the simcha, where Yom Tov is still mean to arouse the person to serve the Almighty in a more of a joyful manner, so to speak. And the wine makes him a little bit later dick and so forth. Well, okay. But here it's not the point to serve the Rebbeinu Shel for that. Here it's a mitzvah to be to drink. Mishteh v'simcha. It says daft only, but you don't say well, you have to mishteh v'simcha. Simcha. In the shaving the Rebbeinu Shel. But here it's a din of mishteh v'simcha. That's because the Jew, the Imam, why we say over there mishteh v'simcha, I'll probably discuss that next time in the context of speaking about Purim. Why, what is this concept of the Mishnah? How does it fit into the whole idea of the Purim story? And you see that it does. But so and his point is that here the actual drinking itself is the simcha. That's this means not as a means to get to something, but it's a simcha itself. That's the shot that he brings out over here. And it's interesting to note that the month is called Adar. And we know that all the months are based on the Babylonian names. It's not really a Jewish thing. Even the word Adar. And then in Babylon, they used to call it Adari. Adari. I have a whole write-up on this, and I have it. Well, of course, that's too much to do for tonight, the whole thing on that topic. But just I want to brief on a little point. We should know a little idea. Adari is brought out for the 12th month in Babylonia. And it's about the, and by them, the word meant darkness. Darkness. And the truth is that this is the heat of what you call this is the winter, the ending of the winter, so to speak. Well, the Pesach begins already, Chodesh Ovid. He's starting the spring. So it's like you're ending the darkness at this particular time. That's the concept of Adari. We call it Ador. And some want to say Pshat over here, various different words and the meanings of Gematrias and Ramos, and what are the remnants of that? Because where do you find these words? The name Adar is seven times is found in Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Seven times. Six times it's in the Megillah. Megillas Esther. You find. L'chaydeh Adar. I mentioned six times in the Megillah. And one more time is mentioned the month Adar in Sefer Ezra. Those are the only times you find the name Adar. But the names of the monks you don't find in Torah and Suv and so forth all over. Because it wasn't talking the real name. But this is the only you find it. However, it's interesting that the Megillah is on a different level than the other than the other take Chanukah and so forth. Why? For example, it says that the Purim will never cease. Will be forever. We'll talk later on about that. The Chayim Toigim will go change, but not Purim. And the Gemara brings one reason why we have in Bavli, because it says in the Megillah that the Megillah was given Beruach HaKodesh. Daf Zayin Masechta Megillah brings that they give Beruach HaKodesh, which means it was a divine inspiration to write the Megillah. It's not a story that Mordechai put down. And that Esther wrote out and so forth. This came through divine inspiration. It was Mamash Min HaShemayim. Therefore, it goes through all the drushes that you have of Torah. It's a Torah to get the thing. It's not so simple a portion. That's what part of the Ksuvim and so forth. Ruach HaKodesh Nemra. How do we know that's Ruach HaKodesh Nemra? That he more says because Yom Ro'eila Lo Yavar will never go away. They speak of the future. How could they say such a thing? How did they know? If they wrote that, how could they wrote the Lo Yavar? So from the Megillah, where it says Lo Yavar, that means that the Megillah was talking Ruach HaKodesh, and Ruach HaKodesh said that this is not going to stop. That's one shot. Then there's a Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi brings in Megillah. Yerushalmi brings on that at the point from the other side of the pasuk, where it says Vezichrom LaYosef Mizaram. Zikram LeYosef Mizaram. It's also in the Megillah by the end of it by Eretz. What do you mean LeYosef Mizaram? Will not cease from their tragedy, from the generations, will be forever. There's again, you see the Yisrael, the Ruach HaKodesh. So they asked the Kasha, why do you need two doshas? It's really the two people right next to each other over there. What's the difference between that? The days will not slip. And what is over there? And the what is the difference over here? Why need two of these things over here? So again, there's a need of the brisk of off, and it's off on the answer. They don't want this particular concept, but I want to develop. And is that really the two different droshes? And they're telling you two different concepts over here. And the first of the concept is, it will not change. It will be this. Will be this is any of as lost is lovoi. That means that it's a yontif that will always be. That means the what means that the concept of what Purim represents will always be. That element of simcha will ultimately manifest itself in recognition by the whole world of the Rabbanim Shlalom, and to be masameach in the simcha of serving the Rabbanim Shlalom, the whole world. Like I said, the world of Mashiach, Mashiach, and the Shpoitah Voice Hashem Amlucha, Voice Hashem Lemelcha Kolor. It's at that time when it'll be a complete. That's the concept of the ultimate Mashiach, Pesach Mason, and so forth. With we don't comprehend 100% on how it's going to be, but how it's going to work out has to be a new source of Avodas Hashem B'Simcha V'Yavar. The second drosha is a different drosha. The second drosha. From the second drosha, we see Ruach HaKodesh. That what it says, the Le'yosuf Mizaram. What do you mean, Le'yosuf Mizaram? From the children, from the progeny, from the generations, what do I mean? So he said, Le'yosuf Mizaram, Viskurov says, means that there's going to be a Masechta. That from Purim, there's a Masechta Megillah. Hanukkah is not Masechta. There's a Masechta Megillah on Purim. There's a Torah Shabbat Peh. Now, the Torah Shabbat Peh is the Chnei Shemayim, is the Chlal Moshe Sinai. So, therefore, that's the concept is that it's Ruach HaKodesh and so forth, that it came from Sinai Taka because it's a Masechta. And we Darshi Chazal, look at all the drushes on the Megillah that come from the first and second paragraph of Masechta Megillah. Astounding. But you have and all the swarm they bring and so forth, because that's a Drosh Chazal, both from the Masechta Megillah. And that's why Yosef Mizaram was that there will be a Masechta in that. And that Masechta, he knows that's a concept of Ruach HaKodesh, the concept of Min HaShemayim, the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. So therefore, the Atal Lo Yavar is the concept of the Yontif, as a Yontif will always be, the Yontif, and so forth, and the concept of a Mishnah that has to remain. Of that zecher of the nes that the Baruch Hu made for Klal Yisrael to save Klal Yisrael, that remains forever. And the concept of here of Torah, there's a Torah aspect of Purim, and that we see. Taki, I wanted to say also, you see in the Megillah at the end also says Kimu v'Kiblu, Kimu Mashikiblu Kfar. It was really a new Kabbalah Satorah Taki at the time of Purim. In fact, that by Kabbalah Satorah, Torah Shabbat Peh, and originally they were forced to take Torah Shabbat Peh. Kofaleim. The mountain was put on them. They were forced to take Torah Shabbat Peh. But here by Purim, they took it Berotzai. There was a new Kabbalah Satorah portion. That Purim is a concept of Kabbalah Satorah. And then the sector of Megillah and so forth is Torah. Is Torah Shabbat Peh. So we see over here that that's another element of the Indian of the Simchas Purim, is an Indian that it's a portion of the Parsha of Torah and so forth. And that concept we see of the Indian of Purim. And that's the concept of Ador. And some unfortunately want to say Ador makes Aleph Dalet is a hey. The word Ador is Begematria Har. Har is Hey Resh, 205. Ador is Aleph Dalet Resh, is also 205. Har Sinai. Begematria Ador Har. That they wanted, and what we're saying over here, the concept over here, that this is Mihara Sinai. This is the Torah Min HaShemayim and so forth, the Torah Shabbat Peh, and that's the Emes HaSimcha, and the Simcha of Mishteh HaSimcha is the Mamash in the Yom Tov itself, not only as what you call a what you call a means of getting to another activity of serving the Rebbeinu Shlomo. But this shtiyah itself, that's the Edus HaSimcha. But that's a little bit that I wanted to start about Purim because of the Chodesh Adar. So in this particular, we'll discuss this next time. Also the Megillah in this context, also with the Chodesh Adar. But to get back a little bit now to connect to Purim, we see that all the items. I'll just it's late, so I'll just go. The thought that I want to connect so forth. Instead of the other stuff that we could say, but in the making of the Aron, for example, it says "V'osu Aroyin HaTzeishitim." They should make. Actually, the Aron was made by Bezalel. Not everybody made them in the Aron. All the Jewish people didn't make the Aron, but it says "V'osu." By every other thing, it says "V'osu." There was an individual that made it. Bezalel, and the other one, Yehoshua, and so forth. But here it says "V'osu." Why "V'osu"? So many, many commentaries over here. I just want to quote the Ramban, which I spoke about a few years ago over here, but I want to quote it in another context now. What I'm saying over here, that also, because since the Aron represents Torah in that sense, as I'm saying by the Megillah in that sense, representing Torah belongs to everybody. There's no such thing. Even though Bezalel made the Aron. And he says, talking later over there in Vayakov, Dafke, but also Bezalel, that Rashi says, the Mosar Nafshay, he but Dafke wanted to make the Dafke made the Aron himself. Took a little Rashi over there. And it goes out. But still, Torah belongs to everybody. That the immediate message that's given right when you start over here is that when it comes to the Aron, which represents the Torah, the Lukos that were there, and the children that are on top and have to be taught Torah and so forth, everybody's equal over here. Everybody's a right to Torah. Not only Bezalel, anybody else. So the making of the Aron, the making of the utensils in order to keep the Torah and so forth, no matter what it is still considered part of what you call belonging to everybody. And everybody has a part of it. And the Ramban brings out that particular point. That true, he said nobody could, not everybody could make it, of course. Nobody was able to make the order. You only one, I mean, how many workers you have or could work all together or so forth. So he says if some contribute, if somebody contributed with gold and silver that were needed, the wood that was needed, etc., etc. And some people could do any little help that they could do, la'azur to help Bezalel, carry something from him, give him here, do there. And then the Ramban makes a statement, and he says, makes a statement, he says that he couldn't do anything, let's say. I mean, there were hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Jews that they could, not everybody can carry stuff to him and give it. All right, so a few thousand people could do work. But what's going to wear? See, the Ramban says, Chloe says, oh, he says, what you have to understand that everybody else is involved. She yichavnu ledavo. They should be mechave. Even though they're not actively doing anything, not practically actively contributing, what's being done here? That's for me. It's mine. I'm involved over here, and that way Rabban says the mother palace over here. As I also or is the also is not only the also in actual. Practical doing things, but even the figurative sense, not only literally, but in the thought. And a person has the thought that he's part of Torah, that it's his Torah, that it's made for me. He's working for me. It's like I'm doing it, and I feel that I'm doing it, and I have that I'm aroused to that, and I'm feeling to that. That's also the Aron, the making the Aron. And I must say that's called Otsu Aron, the making the Aron. Where are you thinking I'm born? It's not shining. It's not. And the man said, "That's the Yisoid." He said, "Over here, question about." And the Rechaim goes to the further extent, and in all this context that the Pshat is also all right, that everybody's equal, that which means nobody could even be Mekayim the Torah individually. No one person could be Mekayim Kol HaTorah. You can't. If you're not a kohen, if you're a kohen, you can't do other things. You haven't got the matronas and so forth. A lady or a woman, or you can't. Not everybody can do kohen kol ha'Torah. You need to call Claudius all together as a kohen kol ha'Torah kula. I'm just very briefly, what is the Rechaim HaKodesh goes into that too. And therefore, he says, but also, all right, even though I, Bezalel, made to put the wood together, put this and gold together, which I will talk about the two boxes of gold, and the middle one was wood, and so forth. So, but put it all together. But the fact is that it can only work out with everybody together. The actual performance of Torah can only be only Claudius all together. So it's not that it doesn't mean that just because I did the activity doesn't mean that the Torah is mine or that I have it myself, as the Ochayim says. It belongs to everybody. It's also all right. See, even what Bezalel is making, he's making it as a part of an also. That all together, all are active at that particular point. That's the way a person has to understand, where you have to have in mind, it seems, what is the underpinning of something? Many times a person has in mind certain ideas and thoughts, and the overt activity is in his mind, but he doesn't realize that there's something beneath this over here, something below this. I want to bring it out with the story or two, if you understand the whole concept that I'm saying. The Rebbe Chaim Maisel was the Lodger Rov from about 1870 until about 1920, I think. He was a big goyim, goyim, and he was a murdering of Achas. He was known as unbelievable Achas. I once told you a story about him. I don't know if you remember the story or not. Why they once one of the gedolim accosted him and said, "Why does he make a sefer? You're a goyim, you put out a sefer." And if you remember, I told the story just very briefly. And he walked over to his drawer. And he pulled out papers and notes and papers, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things that he collected, money that he made, money that he gave, and the loins and the dovers and the Islamim and Amon and stuff. It was unbelievable what he did. He said, "That's my safety. That's my safety," he said. And he was that time, the what you call the Vilna Rov, the Vizensky, he looked at me, he said, "Is Gedef. It's a murder to get safer. It's a murder to get safer. Safer of Chesed. Oh, that's safer. What he did for the hundreds and hundreds and thousands of Jews that he did, unbelievable. What he did. Chesed. Messias Nefesh Mamish." Stories told one time, I want to bring out a point now. At one time, he was in the middle of learning. And he was learning, I think, with either with his son or with, I don't remember really the exact, but anyway, I think with his son. And somebody came in, very downhearted and so forth. And he asked him, "Please, why he wants to sell? He's selling a sefer, Minchas Oni. Hey, Minchas Oni, his name Minchas Oni. I tell you, he wants this sefer. He wants to sell the sefer. Please, if you want to buy the sefer." So Rebbe Chaim Maisel looks at him and he sees what he's dealing with already. It seems, I was going to explain to you. And he says, "How much is the sefer?" So the man tells him, "The sefer comes out five kopecks, whatever it's called, let's call it $5 and so forth." So he takes, goes to the drawer and he takes out and he gives him twice the amount. Twice the amount plus. Something like 12 to 15 of the cup instead of the amount that he asked them. And the man was joyful. And he told the guy, he said, "You go around." And he took the safe, bought the safe. "You go around," he says, "you tell the people that what I paid for that safe, what it's worth, maybe they'll also give you more." But he told, and he left. So when he left, the son said to him, he says, "I don't understand," he says. "This Minchas Oni, there's about 10 different people that came to you already, and you got a whole batch of them in the shelf. And there's another Minchas Oni." He said, "Why do you give so much money for?" He said, "That says." He said, "Okay, if you give the exact amount, all right." He said, "But you got so many copies of them already that you collected." Because it was a questionable person. He was embarrassed to go for tzedakah. So they were Minhagim, right? I read about this. They used to take out a sefer. Some people do it nowadays also. I don't want to. And they sell a sefer in order to make some money in that because they don't want to go for the Nedova to get a charity. They're embarrassed. They're ashamed. So he's got to use a sefer. He said, "But you got so many of them." So he said to him, he says, "Look," he says, "you think I gave him the money for the sefer?" I said, "Don't you understand? When he came here today, it's Thursday." He says, "It was a Thursday. This day's Thursday." He says, "It's coming Shabbos. The man hasn't got for Shabbos. What do you think? He took a sefer to go around and try to collect money because he's embarrassed, you know, and he goes for the duck. He's a question, question. He was a question person. Like, you know, he knew how to learn and so forth." So he came around with a sefer. He said, "So it's not just the sefer, the money. He needs money for Shabbos, for meat, for chicken, for wine, for challah, for that. I gave the money for Shabbos," he said. "Anybody need money? I didn't give the money for the sefer. And the money was for Shabbos." Now, I want to bring out a point that when a person thinks into something many times, what is behind it? What am I really doing over here? I mean, like the Gemara says in Ksubis, when you give to the poor man, give him what he really needs, what he's missing, what he needs, what he must have, and so forth. And the Kosker Rebbe once said, even a meshugas, if you know that this guy has a meshugas that he has to have, and he will bring an example. Gemara says over there that if he was used to riding on a white horse, of Sagan Samaisa there, you should make sure that he has the white horse and so forth. So the Kosker asked the Kashi, he says, "Well," he said, "all right, give him the dog. I got to get in there." He says, "Yeah," he said, "Deimach soiroyashiyachsaloi. What's missing for him? For him is missing that mshigas. That's the dog. You got to give that dog." You might think it's crazy, people think that. But that's his, that makes him happy. That's his zokah. That's what he needs. They machsoiroi, what's missing, loy, what he's missing, you got to give him. He said, "I gave for Shabbos. I didn't give for the Python, say so, that would make no sense." The same mice over here, this I once said it by Pesach. I don't know if you remember this years ago in the Beis HaLevi. Same concept by the Beis HaLevi. Literature. This guy came and asked the Shaila. And then this is brought down in the sefer. Asked him a shayla halacha. Could he use milk for the arba kosos? He has no wine. The poor guy has no wine. Could he use milk for the arba kosos? So the Beis HaLevi looked at him, and he says, "You know what?" He says, "Here, he hasn't got wine. He gave him place a amount of money." Large amount of money. And he says, "Here you have money to go buy." He says, "Forget about the shayla. Where's the shayla?" So when he left, the Rebbe said to him, "What did you do over here?" The man said he had no wine for arba kosos. He had no wine. So how was a bottle of wine? 5 lira, 10 lira. What did you give him over here? $30, $40 over here. What did you give him over here? She looks at her and he says, "This my station," she says. "If a person says he has no wine, he wants milk for avocados, that means he can't have chicken or meat. He's nothing. He has nothing." He said, "I gave him the money to buy the meat, to buy the chicken, to buy the sefer." He said, "Buy what you have to have. It's not really the wine. What's not the wine?" He said, "The milk means that there was missing over here that he couldn't have fleishigs. He couldn't have a meal for sure for Yom Tov. Yom Tov take a meal. He's supposed to have." He said, "That's the point. That's the shot. The person has to have mind. That's the concept that a person has to feel. What's the underpinning? What's behind it over here? You could build an O-ring. You build the O-ring. You build a box. You build that. What's behind it over here? Behind is that you need every Jew. Without every Jew, I can't be Mekayim the Torah. Bezalel couldn't be Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula without every other Jew. Without every Kohanim and Levi and so forth. And the women and everybody else that could do mitzvahs that he could do. That he could. He wasn't a Kohen. That he couldn't do certain mitzvahs. So even though I built it, he built it, he was Moshe Nefesh to build the Ohr, to build it, to make it, and so forth. But at the same time, he had to come to every other Jew, the Osu Ohr, that even if he made it himself, but it's considered like everybody made it, because even he had in mind the underpinning, the meaning of what's behind it, and so forth. That's really Klal Yisrael. We're all together in this. Yish echad, b'leiv echad. When it comes to Torah, only by the sense of the Aron of Torah is it like that. By the shulchan, by the menorah, that's up. That's a utensil. You can make a shulchan, make a menorah, make a mizbeach, and so forth. But Torah has to be for everybody. Right there, they're going to go together. That's because of Torah and the utensil over here. That's the end of Simcha. So we should have a Simcha, Simcha's Ador. We'll continue to show the Megillah on Sunday.
Shkayach. Shkayach.
Okay.
Nice.
Yashikov
Shkayach. Shkayach.
Ay, help me. Shoshana Shakov. I think we're still on.
You're the only one on the show. You shut me out.
I think so. From Yone, we're still on.
Yeah,
Hey,
this is
look at
my
that.
microphone.